Good morning. A warm front is passing through interior New York and New England early this morning. North of the front, primarily in the Adirondacks, the Upper Hudson Valley, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, a steady light rain continues to fall with temperatures in the 40s. To the south of the front, from I-90 points south, we have cloudy and damp conditions and wet ground but no precipitation, and temperatures have already climbed in most places into the lower and middle 50s. This trend will continue through the daylight hours today as that front continues to lift the precipitation toward and then past the Canadian border. We'll be in an area of southerly wind where temperatures will climb through the 50s and into the 60s in most places. And despite mostly cloudy skies, that south breeze will even push it toward the 70-degree mark in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and parts of southern New England. The rest of us will stay in the 60s, and despite cloud cover, temperatures will still be about 10 to 15 degrees above normal. In this warmer and more humid environment, scattered showers are possible through the afternoon hours and into the evening. We'll be in this warm sector of air overnight tonight, so temperatures will not drop off that much. In fact, most everyone will stay in the 50s for overnight lows, still with the risk of a few passing showers and locally dense fog developing towards sunrise tomorrow. And we'll open the day tomorrow in the warm sector, which will allow temperatures to shoot up into the mid-60s once again. At this point, though, we'll track a cold front through western and central New York that'll head in our direction, bringing scattered showers with it for the middle part of the day on Friday for interior New York and New England. Scattered showers will pass off the east coast tomorrow evening. Then behind this front, the wind will flip around to the west-northwest and decidedly cooler air will flow in by Friday evening and overnight. So while we will have a drying trend, we will also have cooler temperatures to open up the weekend in the 30s on Saturday on our way back into the lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon. By Sunday, another disturbance will approach with a chance of showers during the day and highs staying in the mid-50s. A quick warm-up on Monday into the 60s, but a good batch of rain is likely to move through before cooler air flows in for the middle part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the main theme over the next couple of days will be a transition to the unsettled and stormy weather across much of the Pacific Northwest, the Northern Rockies, and parts of the Northern Plains. Substantially colder air mass will flow in, and a broad area of precipitation will exist, including heavy snowfall. Some of the heaviest snow will occur over the Cascades and Bitterroots of the Northern Rockies. Winter storm warnings are in effect, with up to 8 to 12 inches of snow in the mountains. Heavy snow is also expected to streak out across parts of the Northern Plains through the end of the week, as low pressure gradually crosses the Intermountain West. Temperatures in some of these areas expected to fall as much as 20 degrees below normal by the end of the week. And Tropical Storm Damray is located about 305 miles west-southwest of Manila, the Philippines, with 45-mile-per-hour winds. Damray is expected to intensify into a typhoon in the South China Sea over the next couple of days before making landfall over Vietnam on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing rain and fog, 32 degrees with a south-southwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 47, 80% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.21 inches and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine near 70, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy near 70, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy, breezy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 49 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 42, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.04 of an inch of rain yesterday, that's the total for the month, which is 0.07 of an inch below normal, and 37.37 inches for the year, which is 4.13 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low 35. The record high 82 set in 1950, and the record low 19 in 2002 and in 1976. Sunrise this morning, 7:31 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:46 p.m. 10 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Steady rain early this morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, and highs reaching up to around 60. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and mild with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any steady rain will give way to just mostly cloudy skies with a few scattered showers the rest of the day today, and highs will be in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, also some fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and mild with scattered showers today, and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and areas of fog tonight, lows in the middle 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the middle 60s. Mostly cloudy, a few showers tonight, also some fog with lows in the middle 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a period of showers in the middle of the day, then some sun, breezy and mild in the mid-60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds, breezy and cooler Saturday, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with showers Sunday in the mid-50s. Showers likely in the mid-60s on Monday, and turning breezy and much cooler Tuesday, around 50 in the 40s with a chance of rain or rain and wet snow on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.